What else is going to happen 1 second after the rapture? The world will rapidly move into global governance. David earlier read from Zechariah 5, verses 5 to 11. It's a very interesting prophecy that most people hardly give any attention to. It talks about a woman named Wickedness. She's put in a basket. A lead covering is placed over the basket so that she can't get out. And then at the right time, the lid is removed. And this woman named Wickedness comes out of the basket, and she sets up a house. Now the Hebrew word for house is the same word for temple. And she sets up this house or this temple in the land of Shinar. Well, where is Shinar? Shinar is where the Tower of Babel once stood. Between the Tigris and the Euphrates, it's modern day Iraq. It's where the children of Israel were taken into captivity for 70 years. Shinar, another way of saying it, is Mesopotamia. Meso means between. Potamia means rivers, between the rivers. 1 second after the rapture, this woman is going to be let out of the basket and she's going to build a capital of economics, politics, and religion in this location called Shinar. And you say it sounds a lot like Revelation 17 and 18. And it does. In fact, I think this woman in the basket is the harlot mentioned in Revelation 17. She's sitting in both sections of the Bible. There's an emphasis on commerce in both sections. Her name is Wickedness in Zechariah, but she's called the mother of harlots in Revelation 17. There's a focus on false worship in both sections. And she's taken to Babylon. It's just called Shinar in Zechariah 5:11. But it's the city of Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. Maximum world government, politically, economically, and religiously. In fact, it's what Nimrod himself was trying to set up at the Tower of Babel. Remember, God confounded the language, so he couldn't complete the project. One of these days, this project is complete. The restrainer is removed. The woman is let out of the basket. The Tower of Babel is reincarnated. Maximum government. 1 second after the rapture. By the way, is our world being prepared for that coming world government? John Lennon sang about it, didn't he? Imagine a time, he says, when there will be no countries, no religion, no heaven, no hell, no possessions. Now that possessions one cracks me up because he died a millionaire several times over. Everyone living for today, and the world is one. That's part of our music. This ambition for world government gets met 1 second after the rapture as the restrainer is removed. What else is going to happen 1 second after the rapture? You're not only going to have a one world government, you're going to see very fast moving into operation a one world religious system. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 of the man of lawlessness says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Before the man of lawlessness shows up, the spirit of lawlessness will already be in the world." 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3 says, "Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and now is already in the world." Before the Antichrist comes, the spirit of Antichrist will be in the world. Before the man of lawlessness comes, the spirit of the man of lawlessness will be in the world. Doing what? Preparing the world for one world religion. Jesus in Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30, and 36 through 43 called it wheat amongst the tares, or tares amongst the wheat, believers mixed among unbelievers in the life of the church. I know many of you, just from talking to you, are struggling with your churches and so many conversations I've had about the spiritual direction of institutions that once held the line biblically but now have drifted. There's a reason for that. It has to do with the tares or unbelievers amongst the wheat. And you see all kinds of strange things happening today within evangelicalism, even things like Chrislam, where there's an attempt being made to merge Christianity with Islam, which to me is like merging oil and water. That's an impossibility. You can't merge the two. Why is this happening? It's largely happening because of tares amongst the wheat. Now think about this for a minute. What if in a nanosecond all the wheat is gone? And the only thing left are the tares? The restraining influence in the churches of regenerated, born-again believers is taken away. And the influence of unbelievers completely has its way. I mean, if it's this bad now with Chrislam, what are they going to do when the rest of us are out of here? And you could see how fast the world and even so-called Christendom itself will be pulled in the direction of one world religion one second after the rapture, and that's the false church of Revelation 17. That's the harlot John sees. What else is going to happen 1 second after the rapture? There is going to be a signs and wonders movement that you've never seen before. It's kind of interesting to me how many Christians today are talking about a signs and wonders movement. They want to see a signs and wonders movement. The preaching of the Word of God is no longer enough. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ is no longer enough. Show us a sign. What did Jesus say about that? A wicked and adulterous generation craves a sign. But they're going to get their signs. How do I know that? I know that because of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. What does it say there? That is the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, this is the Antichrist now, with all power, signs, and false wonders. People say, well, these can't be true miracles, can they? It's interesting, these three words, powers, dunamis, signs, simeon, wonders, teros in Greek, and I have all of the verses there on the right-hand side of the screen. Every single one of those words shows up in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus performed powers, signs, and wonders. What is the Antichrist going to do? He's going to perform powers, signs, and wonders. In other words, his miracles are going to be just as legitimate and authentic and real as the miracles of Jesus Christ himself. That's what your Bible says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. You see, all that glitters is not necessarily gold. I hope we understand this, that Satan does not have as much power as God does, but he has an awful lot. And he can perform all kinds of signs and wonders. In fact, this screen here gives you every miracle in the Bible that God has nothing to do with. There are multiple miracles and signs and wonders taking place in the Bible that God is not the author of. And you say, well, if God is not the author of these, how could they happen? Because they're not being performed under God's power. They're being performed under Satan's power. Revelation 13 verse 3 says, I saw one of the heads as if it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed, and the whole world was amazed and followed the beast. Revelation 13:13, he, that's the beast, performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men.